Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said he can get the best out of United's superstar squad, despite the draw with Everton on Saturday, meaning United have won just two of their last six games and only one during a run of four straight fixtures at Old Trafford. Solskjaer saw his squad strengthen significantly over the summer with the additions of Cristiano Ronaldo, Rafael Varane and Jadon Sancho, and there's been criticism from some fans that another manager would be able to produce better performances with such a talented group. Solskjaer, however, is adamant that he's the right man for the job. He said, "I'm very confident that we will get the best out of this squad. A lot has happened this month. We've had Rafael and Jadon with us since August and Cristiano since September. We've got loads of work on and we need to improve." Moving on, and Juventus and Inter Milan are both interested in signing United outcast Donny van de Beek during the January window, according to reports. The Netherlands international has struggled to make his mark for the Red Devils since arriving from Ajax in September 2020, scoring just once and providing two assists in 39 appearances. He showed his frustration when he wasn't selected in the Champions League clash with Villarreal last week, and he was also an unused sub against Everton on Saturday. The midfielder will allegedly press for a January exit, and according to reports, both Juventus and Inter are keen. Finally, Edinson Cavani is reportedly open to the idea of joining Real Madrid in January. The 34-year-old started in the Premier League against Everton on Saturday, but he's fallen down the pecking order at Old Trafford following Cristiano Ronaldo's return to the club over the summer. A recent report claimed that Real are weighing up a January offer for Cavani, keen to sign competition for Karim Benzema at centre-forward. That's all for now. We'll have more later.